You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Josh is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Alice. So we're going to see if we can figure out why and maybe get him another date right now. Josh, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good to be talking to you, not good for the reason that I'm talking to you.
Of course. Yeah. I know.
This is really strange, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about your date with Alice.
Okay. So just to give you a little context, right? So like my best friend, his name's Dave, and he's got a girlfriend and she has some friends, and she had this one particular friend. They like sort of like put us up kind of like in a little date kind of thing, you know, like a sort of a blind date. I was reluctant at first because it's like, but oh my gosh. So we met up at this pub, and I can't even begin to tell you, like, you know, that thing when you meet somebody and it's almost like, whoa, there's something familiar. It's just like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
We just have so many things in common too. It was like the second we sat down, we just started talking. It was just like, have I known you in a past life or something? It was just crazy because she's like into the same music and art and all of it. And in fact, she's a painter, which I have so much respect for, you know.
That's cool.
She's like really artistic, and she just had cool references, and it was just like amazing. She is crazy creative. Like, I mean, she showed me some of her artwork. I was like, whoa.
That's really cool.
We just sort of like grew up in the same area. We kind of know some of the same people, you know, and she was, the thing about her is she's like feminine, but honestly, she has the mouth of a sailor, which I just loved because it's sort of like she could just get down and dirty, and she's like making all these jokes and stuff, and she was killing me, you know?
I've ghosted people because on a date, they didn't cuss.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't?
They didn't. And they would go out of their way to not, you know, they'd be like, oh gosh.
Or fudge.
Yeah. And I just couldn't do it after that. So it seems, I mean, Josh, I see why you were into her.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I mean, we pretty much closed the pub out just talking all night and drinking and, like, sharing, like, dating horror stories, you know? It's just, it's brutal out there, you know? And yeah, it's funny. And she was killing me, you know? And then, like, after the date, I mean, we were kind of, like, a little drunk, maybe a little bit tipsy, whatever. And maybe something could have happened, but we did the thing. It was like, you know what? Let's not do it like this. And we'll do a rain check on anything, you know, more kind of thing like that. There was like a nice kiss at the end, but we just wanted to like meet up, sort of vibe each other out. We obviously clicked, like seriously. And then I just don't understand what happened. I texted, I said, hey, you know, when you get home, text me just to make sure you're okay. You know, I just want to make sure you got home okay. And she said, got home, thank you, good night. And I was like, okay. And that was a little odd at first, to be honest with you. And then nothing.
Why was that odd?
Well, because it's sort of like we were so chatty and talkative throughout the whole thing. It just seemed kind of like a cold, didn't seem like her, actually.
Have you reached out to her since then?
Yeah. I've texted her a couple times. I mean, I don't want to be like too needy and like, you know, overbearing, but I was just like, what's going on? Like, hey, how's it going? And nothing.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you guys clicked. The text at the end of the night, I kind of took it the same way that, you did, Josh. It seemed, if she had as great of a time as you had, it would seem like a little impersonal almost.
Josh, did anything happen on that date that would have, I don't know, shifted the chemistry to not be there anymore, for lack of a better word?
Because she sort of had a sailor's mouth, and she was, maybe I was like too sweary or like something like that. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I can like sort of like, oh, you want to go and do a, just have a filthy mouth? Oh, I have a filthy mouth. Maybe I was a little loud. Or, I don't know, but I'm not. She was laughing though. That's the thing that's so weird. Is
yeah.
Maybe I was like too inappropriate or something, but I don't think so, because then at the end she gave me a kiss and sort of wink, and it was sort of like,
we'll try to figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and then get you another date if you still want one next in your first day follow-up. It's the Jubal Show.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Josh is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Alice. He said that they had a great date, but now he hasn't heard from her at all and he doesn't know why. Josh, before we give her a call to try to figure it out for you, why don't you just refresh everybody's memory about your date with Alice?
Yeah, so we met up through a mutual friend and kind of a blind date thing, and it was just instant chemistry. We spent the night drinking, laughing, having a blast. I mean, it was a one in a million connection. We even did the respectful thing. We didn't even like go further physically, just a little kiss at the end of the night, and it was all set up for the next hangout, and now nothing.
So weird.
Like nothing.
It is. I mean, the way you described your date, she was amazing.
Amazing. And she's a brilliant artist. I mean, she's mad talented.
But don't people, Jubal, you might be able to answer this. Like, as a creative person, if you really get in a zone, don't you kind of detach from other day-to-day normal things?
So yes.
Maybe she's in a zone right now.
Maybe it is that. Maybe she's just focused on something right now and she'll get back to you in a minute. But we'll find out. I'm about to call her right now, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Alice, please?
Speaking.
Alice, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Alice. I'm Nina.
That's
also
Nina.
Here.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Oh, okay. Hi.
We're calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
Okay.
We do a segment on the show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can ask us to get you on the phone and ask why you've been ghosting them. So you're currently ghosting somebody and they wanted us to ask you that question.
Okay. I'm nervous, but okay, go ahead.
Do you know who it is that would want to find out?
I have a big guess.
Okay. What's your guess?
I feel bad because I did really like him. He was like so cool and like super genuine and like cool and just comfortable, you know?
Okay.
So why are you ghosting him back?
I feel like he's almost like a clone of my brother.
No kidding.
They look identical.
Oh, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Did you know that he looked like your brother before you went out with him, though?
Well, no, I did not.
They got set up by a friend.
Oh,
so
that's right.
It was basically a blind date.
I could not look past that fact, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just felt like I was drinking with my brother all night.
Did you kiss him?
Yes.
You kissed your brother.
Oh.
I mean, it was nice. It actually was nice, but like, I couldn't, the face got in the way. Like, oh no.
So you liked him and you thought he was really cool. He just really looks like your brother.
Yeah, that was kind of a barrier for me.
I couldn't even date somebody that has my brother's name or my dad's name or my nephew's name. Like, I just couldn't do it.
Right. Yeah, so you understand.
I do.
Dang.
That's what happened. I mean, he's just great, but like, God, I just couldn't get over it.
That's so funny because you know how they say some of the most happy couples look like each other?
Mm-hmm.
Like they look like siblings.
People say that?
Yeah. So, I mean, this really could have been in your favor.
I mean, maybe you should, go outside of your comfort zone, date your brother a little bit. You never know.
Well, oh my God, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Hey, Alice, I do need to let you know that Josh is on the phone, has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you too.
Oh no. Okay. Oh, but I figured probably that was the deal.
Hey, Alice.
Hey.
How are you? Honestly, I'm a little heartbroken, a little bummed. I didn't expect that. I thought maybe I did something wrong or something, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm happy that I know. I get it. If you were like my sister, I would be weirded out too. But having said that, I mean, Alice, I really like you, and I would be willing to do anything. Just anything. Like, is there anything that I could do to just even get a second date? Is there anything you can think of?
Alice, I'll have Josh's back on this. Like, he said that you were amazing, and he really liked going out with you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you just look so much like my brother, though.
Well, okay. Is there anything that I could do that would make me not look like your brother, like whatever?
Oh my God. Well, maybe like grow a beard, or I don't know. Like, it also doesn't help that you do have your hair just like my brother.
Okay. So all right. Here's the deal. I am literally, as of this second, drawing my beard out officially. I just announcing that on the air, drawing a beard right this second. And the moment I hang up from this, I'm heading to a hair salon and I'm going to, whatever haircut you want, I'm doing it.
Oh, my God. See, you're so sweet.
Is it?
I like you. And I don't want to look like your brother, so I'm happy to grow a beard. Like, whatever.
Yeah. You guys, though, he just, like, has the same jaw. Like, he's just so similar.
Well, I can gain weight. I can. I'll change.
All right, Alice, would you go on another date with Josh? We'll pay for it. Not the plastic surgery he might have to get, but we'll pay for the date.
Oh my God! Don't get plastic surgery. That's crazy. Okay. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
No, I will.
Wow.
I will just start growing, put on some beard serum, like, right now.
I'm literally growing.
Call me in, like,
stubble.
2 weeks.
There's so many things about this that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'll dye my hair blonde.
Oh my God, don't do that. That would not look good.
Well, congratulations.
Yay.
Aww. Jubal's first date follow-up. Only on the new hits 106.1. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.